This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Seven Democratic candidates for the U.S. presidency were on hand for a presidential debate Tuesday evening in South Carolina, a match broadcast by CBS News, with Bernie Sanders trying to keep his lead in the polls against a strong challenge from Joe Biden. Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked what his military experience would bring to the presidency. His comments are courtesy of CBS News.
One of the things that kept me safe, just as sure as my body armor, was the fact that the flag on my shoulder represented a country that was known to keep its word. Our allies and our adversaries knew it. The president has torn that to shreds. And so the first thing we've got to do is restore the credibility of the United States. Second thing we got.
Senator Amy Klobuchar touted herself as a lawmaker who gets things done.
According to Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, last Congress, I was the most effective Democrat in the U.S. Senate on 15 metrics. Bernie and Elizabeth were in the bottom half.
She also noted that she backs lifting the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba.
They like America. They want to be entrepreneurs. And the way that we embrace them and not the socialist regime is by opening up Cuba and starting to do business with them.
President Trump is flying back to Washington at this hour after a two-day visit to India. Mr. Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spent a lot of time discussing trade issues, but there was no announcement on a major trade deal. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration is moving closer to a peace deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan, saying a week-long nationwide reduction in violence truce is holding up so far. The truce is to culminate on February 29th with the signing of a U.S.-Taliban agreement. This is VOA News. China is reporting over 400 new cases of coronavirus infections today, and an additional 52 deaths brings the death toll to over 2,700. Meanwhile, AP's Jackie Quinn reports a U.S. soldier based in South Korea has tested positive for the virus.
The military says he's a 23-year-old soldier now in self-quarantine near his home near Camp Carroll. He had visited Camp Walker, located at Daegu, earlier this week. Daegu is the epicenter of the virus spread in South Korea. Now the military will trace the soldier's steps to see if anyone else was exposed. There are dozens of new cases reported in Daegu, mostly linked to a church. China's just reported more than 400 new cases. Japan, Italy, and the Middle East are all reporting the virus rapidly spreading. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States has announced new sanctions linked to Iran's missile program. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The United States has imposed new sanctions on 13 entities and individuals in China, Iraq, Russia, and Turkey because of their support of Iran's missile program. The State Department says those sanctioned include a Chinese individual named Luo Dingwen, who has been involved in supplying sensitive items to Pakistan's missile program. Others include Chinese and Turkish export and trading companies. All 13 are accused of violating the 2000 Iran, North Korea, and Syria Non-Proliferation Act. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
European Union members say they are ready to offer Britain a substantial post-Brexit trade deal. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
Meeting in Brussels, European ministers set out clear negotiating lines for a future trade deal, beyond which they claim they will not budge. Chief negotiator Michel Barnier said the 27 EU members want a fair and balanced partnership with Britain. To get the best deal possible, EU members say Britain must adapt to the bloc's rules and regulations in areas like environmental and working standards. London wants to set its own laws and standards. The first round of post-Brexit negotiations are set to begin in Brussels on Monday before talks switch to Britain. Barnier says he'll be providing a progress check in June. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Walt Disney Company makes a change at the top. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Walt Disney Company has announced Bob Chapek will succeed Bob Iger as CEO effective immediately. Iger will remain executive chairman through the end of his contract, which runs through December 31, 2021. Last November, Iger said it was an optimal time for him to step down following Disney's acquisition of Fox's entertainment assets and the launch of Disney Plus streaming service. Iger had been Disney's CEO since 2005. Chapek was most recently chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products.
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.